1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Julie Docker Johnson joins us once again with lots to talk about, especially coming up in December in Town of St. Mary's and so much more. Julie, it's always a pleasure checking in.
Good morning, Jamie.
Julie, let's talk about Giving Tuesday. Almost that time. Still a chance to get ready for it, but it'll be coming up soon enough.
Yes, we're less than a month away, and there is lots of time to get ready for it. So if you haven't got your Giving Tuesday plan, that's okay. You can think about it today.
Yeah.
But there's lots of time. But Giving Tuesday is the first Tuesday after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It was created in 2012 to remind people about the season, about it's not about commercialism, it's not about stuff, it's about giving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it was created. And in the Town of St. Mary's, we started participating in 2017. So we've done it for quite a long time now. And it is the most fabulous day.
Yeah, and I love the idea. Of course, you can donate to charity, you can give to charity, but really the idea behind Giving Tuesday was being sort of part of our community and sort of giving back, if you will.
100%. Giving Tuesday is not about money. Giving Tuesday is about giving of time, giving of expertise, giving of energy. If people do things to raise money, fabulous. Charities need it. If they do things to collect food for a food drive or hygiene products or mittens or socks, whatever it is, the whole piece is giving. And in St. Mary's, so this is our third year, part of our Giving Tuesday was Won't You Be My Neighbor? Because we had just come out of COVID, loads and loads of new people had moved to town, people didn't know their neighbors anymore. And so that was a huge part of Giving Tuesday in St. Mary's, is getting to know your neighbors again and doing something with your neighbors, like going old school and meeting outside and, you know, saying hi and having a cup of hot chocolate, whatever you did. But it was kind of going back to those basics, and it took off amazingly. So this is our third year of Won't You Be My Neighbor. And then we added a little twist this year.
Okay.
Yes, because we recognize that people give constantly, especially St. Mary's are very giving, and businesses are very challenged everywhere. And I come from small business, and I'm pretty grateful I'm not in small business anymore, because I think it's very, very tricky. And in a small town, small business are the go-to. They are the ones that everybody asks for donations for hockey and baseball and whatever.
Other fundraisers.
Absolutely. Oh, they are the go-to. So as we sat in June talking about how do we do something different, and people for a few years have said, you know what, December's very busy. And it's hard to actually do something on Giving Tuesday because there's so much going on. But we want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't want anybody left out. And so we talked more about it. And then we talked about how giving people are. And then we decided, you know what? There's really 52 Giving Tuesdays in the year. Especially, again, in St. Mary's. I'm very biased, as you can see. And so we thought, okay, they're always giving. So it doesn't have to specifically be on that day. That day is a fun day, and the energy is spectacular. But if people can't do something on December 2nd, so be it. That's okay. So then we talked more about all the things that people do that nobody ever talks about. Like small businesses that let their employees decide where their corporate giving goes. They never talk about it. They never share that they did that. So then we decided we needed to catch people giving. Because we are very Canadian, elbows up, we don't toot our own horns often.
Yeah.
And so people are giving constantly, and they just do it because it's the right thing to do. So then we had a little penguin friend that we had been gifted a few years before, and we thought our little penguin friend needed to come into play. So now we have started catching people giving. So when we hear through the grapevine or through socials or through whatever that an individual or a company or an organization or anybody has done something and they're just doing it because it's the right thing to do, well, then we kind of catch them and then we call them out and share all the good because people need to hear it.
Yeah.
And so now we have this little penguin friend that is on a window downtown St. Mary's because the Meridian Credit Union are amazing corporate citizens and they gave us their window, they did the graphics for us so that we can share all the stuff that people are doing up to Giving Tuesday.
What a wonderful celebration of community with the town of St. Mary's.
Yes.
Yeah, and people are giving. That's the wonderful thing that you've kind of spotlighted there. People are giving, but often we do it, you know, discreetly, quietly, no recognition, that sort of thing. But these folks deserve to be recognized.
Oh, you know, absolutely. It's what makes our community amazing. And I mean, so many things wouldn't survive without that spirit. And so, yes, December 2nd is the big day, and it's a worldwide celebration of giving. So that is what makes it really fun to be part of, because it's bigger than us. It's way bigger than us. And in this world, those are the good things we need to shout out. Yeah, so it's not too late to sort out what your initiative is, and it can be whatever your heart wants it to be. I would love to know about it so that our committee can celebrate it and promote it and help people do what they hope to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So they just email me at it's jdockerjohnson@gmail.com or go on our socials, which is St. Mary's Giving Tuesday, and you can message from Facebook or Instagram. But tell us what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll toot your horn. It's not like you're going to say, look at me, look at me. We're going to do
that. Oh, Julie will shout it out for you.
Absolutely.
But there you go.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. And we're going to be at the parade with our little penguin friend so we can do some selfies with people. And the town proclaims December 2nd as Giving Tuesday Day in St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And we have a lot of help doing this. We have companies that help us be able to promote it and create it. So again, St. Mary's Independent caught you giving. That's the whole thing. They do this for us every year. They never expect anything, but we couldn't do it without people like that.
Yeah, that's what it's about. And town of St. Mary's, with you and everyone involved with Giving Tuesday St. Mary's, you do it in such a unique way and you really spotlight what the day is all about.
Right. Exactly. Again, as I said, that we hear enough not great in the world. So why wouldn't we stand up and scream from the rooftops that when there's great stuff?
Yeah.
Right?
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
So I love it. Caught you giving with Giving Tuesday. Again, the day is for December 2nd, but of course it can be any day. So let's pass along how folks can reach out or if they want to be a part of it and sort of giving those shout outs and things.
Absolutely. So you can email me at jdockerjohnson@gmail.com. Tell me what you're doing and then we start to share. If you're posting on socials, tag St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. And then we will see it then. Or you can message on Facebook or Instagram and tell us what you're doing. And again, that helps us to help you promote or raise or do whatever you want to do. We're another voice. And so we want to know. And the week before Giving Tuesday in the St. Mary's Independent, they do a huge page for us and list every single group, organization, individual that's doing something so that on Giving Tuesday, people can go around town and support all of those initiatives.
Love it. It's a real Stonetown celebration. For
Big
sure.
time.
Big time. Absolutely. Again, with Julie Docker Johnson and Giving Tuesday, we'll share all the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. More great celebrations and more great initiatives for Giving Tuesday. Julie Docker Johnson, thank you so much for sharing this,
My
Julie.
My pleasure. And thank you, Jamie. Caught you giving, always helping us.